Justin Fluke with you, joined now by Coach Dan Shoup, talking Jackson Heights girls basketball. The Lady Cobras remain undefeated, a perfect 10-0, and in the latest KBCA rankings this week, the Jackson Heights girls check in at number 5 in Class 2A. And Coach, you hadn't played for quite a long time. You had 10-11 days off before jumping into the Hiawatha girls tournament earlier this week. So I guess before we talk about the tournament, do you feel like you were able to make the most of the time off, I guess get everybody healthy and kind of catch your breath a bit?
Yeah, that was the biggest thing. I mean, a couple of kids were banged up with some minor injuries, and so they allowed them some time to get healed up physically. I think now it's dealing with the flu and all those other things that you're dealing with this time of year, trying to get them through that. So, yeah, I gave some time off, but I'd much rather been playing.
Sure.
It was kind of an unforeseen thing with the Horton situation, because we did have a game scheduled last week that just kind of got postponed. So, yeah, it was kind of a double-edged thing. I mean, it was good on one side, but you'd much rather be playing and getting better.
You'll at least get 3 games this week, hopefully, in the Hiawatha tournament. You open up the tourney with a good win over KC Harmon, 72-9, the final score. Obviously, a team that wasn't quite on your level or caliber and struggled mightily, but for your team after the break, you had to be pretty pleased that they came out and just kind of took care of business Tuesday, huh?
Well, it was nice to get out on the court and play a game. I mean, all this time scrimmaging against each other. I got to have the opportunity to put some different kids in different positions. So, I mean, that was a positive thing also. And they're in the second half, got to play a lot of the younger kids that don't get much varsity playing time. So there was some benefits to it.
Atchison on Thursday will be a tougher opponent. Hopefully you have a chance to play for the championship again Saturday in this tournament at the Roundhouse this week. What are your thoughts just kind of on this tournament and what do you hope to get out of it with these next couple games here this week?
Well, we'll be playing a couple different teams we haven't played, come from different leagues, and Atchison has some pretty good athletes, so they do. So it'll definitely be a test for us. It'll be a different type of a team than we usually play in the NEK. So definitely we'll prepare for them and be focused, and hopefully we play hard and can get to that championship game on Saturday.
I'm looking at your scores, Coach, and I think, I mean, you haven't had a game decided by fewer than maybe 20 points, 19 or 20 points all season. I guess maybe Pleasant Ridge was 9 early in the season, and I'm sure you're fine to keep winning by 20, but also probably hope to kind of see your team probably hopefully maybe get a little bit of adversity and just how they would respond to that here before you get back into league play again.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get a test here at some point. We just had played so well in the first half of the season. I was very, very fortunate with 4 players back, knowing our system, and that kind of gives you an advantage, especially with other teams having a lot of turnover where they're trying to figure things out. We kind of had things figured out from the beginning. So transitioning in this year, I mean, we definitely had a foot in front of a lot of people, and that benefited us. And now it's just about, again, tightening down and use this last half of the season to improve on things and staying driven as we headed to postseason.
You bet. Well, hopefully a couple good games here in the tournament this week, Thursday, and then Jackson Heights girls will play Saturday as well. Best of luck, Coach, and thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you, Justin.
Dan Shoup, head coach of the Lady Cobras. We'll talk Jackson Heights boys basketball after this break.